Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The latest Massachusetts unemployment figures will be released later this morning, and even if the state continues to add jobs like it has in the last few months, it won't be enough to make much of a dent in the overall jobs picture. WBUR business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch explains one reason why small businesses are so reluctant to hire.
Picture this. A dozen small business owners from Waltham are sitting around a round wooden table. There's rich carpet, nice lamps, but they're bemoaning the state of the economy. Bob Marcoux, who owns Marcoux Jewelers on Moody Street, says his customers have been spending less as his costs keep going up.
Healthcare is the killer. It's, every year as it goes up, it used to worry about your rent and your heat and light. The healthcare thing is the big killer.
Another killer is access to credit. Bill Honeycutt, the owner of the restaurant John Brewer's Tavern, wants to expand, but he says getting a commercial loan from a bank isn't what it used to be either.
You know, it used to be a phone call. I need this, I need that, and, you know, to jump through some hoops to get it. Now, it's the total opposite of that. They don't even want to hear you.
And Maida Chaprazian, the owner of the printing company Arvest Press, says she can't even think about hiring. She says the retail economy is just too weak.
Listen, I'm surviving. I'm Armenian. I'm a woman. And we've been around for 24 years. I'm not giving up. But, this is hard for a small business to take.
If all this sounds like a familiar refrain, it's because it is. This small business roundtable was actually held back in late February. Talk to some of those small business owners today, and you hear the same things. Nigel Galt is an economist at IHS Global Insight in Lexington.
Around February, March time, it maybe looked like things were picking up, but unfortunately, we've fallen back again since then.
In fact, Galt is giving a presentation today on the recovery that he's calling In Like a Lion, Out Like a Lamb. He says meek consumer spending is one thing that scares businesses from hiring, but they're also unsure what a new position will really run them, considering how healthcare costs are going up and new regulations may hold revenues down.
The underlying demand picture is still extremely weak, and then you add in these other worries on top, you've got a recipe for essentially inaction.
Meanwhile, businesses that need more productivity have new options, new technologies like cloud computing. Michael Schrag is with the Center for Digital Business at MIT. He says small business owners now have to wonder if they'll do better by outsourcing things as simple as payment processing, or maybe they just want to network existing employees better to get more out of them.
People think to themselves, maybe it's cheaper and more cost-effective to use technology better than to hire someone new.
Not that places aren't hiring at all, but this unusual mix of weak demand, uncertain costs, and new productivity options is making many small businesses err on the side of caution. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.